Okay, you still with us, Lonnie?
Yep.
Sorry, yep, I'm here.
No, all good, thank you.
You can unmute.
No, all good. Morning, everybody. Welcome along. Welcome along to the ordinary council meeting agenda, meeting for Tuesday the 17th of June. We up and going as far as recording, thank you. We'll declare the meeting open at 10:15. Announcement of visitors. New disclaimer notices, new council meeting information notes in the front there, as per usual. Four, public question time. 4.1, responses. Response to previous public questions taken on notice.
Sorry, yep. The chair just confirming Councillor Patterson's attendance and that where she's online.
Ah, right, okay, no problems. So that's just a.
Sorry, that's probably not a six, sorry.
Sorry?
Six,
yeah, one. Yeah. So new questions taken on notice. 4.1 public question time. We have Matt Redingus in the chambers. Welcome along, Matt. You any questions or anything along or just observing?
Yeah, just trying to get more involved and
good on you.
Work it out along the way.
Yep, not a problem. Welcome along. Announcements by a presiding member. Just quickly, I'd like to congratulate the Shire and also all the volunteers and those that were made such a successful weekend for the Golden Gift. Thank you for everybody for their help. The weather played a big part in it, I think, but it was a great weekend and congratulations to those that took home some prize money and some prizes. That may be from a running or from the bowls or any other sports that we had on the weekend. Okay, six, record of attendance, 6.1 attendance. So, apologies. There's Neil. I think we go back to attendance as far as Lani, huh?
Yes.
So, Councillor Peterson, we have online today. Just as a information report to those. Apologies, Neil. 6.3, applications for leave of absence. Neil? Yeah. Approved leave of absence. Be Neil. Thank you. Declaration of interest. 7.1, 2 and 3, declaration of financial, proxy and impartiality, interest, anybody? Neil? Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting, draft motion that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 20th of May 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Councillor Norrie, seconder please. I'm sorry, you've got the Councillor Nardone. Those in favour? That's
yep.
Everyone. Lani, yes? Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
9.1, presentations, 9.1 petitions, 2, 3, and 4 presentations, deputation, delegates' reports.
Just through the chair, just in regards to petitions, the Shire did receive a petition from a prospector in regards to potential subsidies of water for the standpipe. Unfortunately, the petition didn't meet council's requirements as set out in the standing orders, and administration have gone back and are working through that matter with the person, but the petition hasn't been presented because it wasn't up to scratch.
Thank you. 10 reports, 10.1 reports of the Audit and Risk Committee. Where are we up to on that?
Sorry, Peter, that was my mistake. I think we popped it into the CEO. Yeah, we popped into the CEO area instead of the presentations from committees. but that would be 10.2E should be in the
presentation
for committees.
Yep, no problems, got that there. All right, we'll move right along. So 10.2, Chief Executive Officer's Report. 10.2A is Woolloongoo Springs Regeneration Project, request for comment. Ty?
Thank you. So this has been a request for comment, or request for Council's consent in regards to an application from Climate Friendly P2I to essentially set aside the, and I do apologise for pronunciation, the Woolloongoo Springs Station, which is about 70 odd kilometres west of Leinster. Essentially what they want to do is, under the Federal Government's carbon sequestration scheme, they want to put in place what's called a human-induced regeneration project. So essentially they're going to destock the station and put in place some matters to help with feral animal control and weed control, then allow the bush to regenerate itself, and it's through the carbon credit scheme process. Council are what's considered a eligible interest party and do have the right to veto the project. Just noting that the land, if this is adopted, the land will be tied up into that project for the next 25 years. So essentially they won't be able to restock it under the Federal Government's grant, rulings, Act.
Okay, and probably just an added point there that the station is partly in the Shire of Leonora, but majority of it's in the Shire of Sandstone. Excuse me. Any questions?
Yeah, they just took up Caliber.
Well, yep. Any questions, councillors? No? Any further thing to add? No. Nope. Recommendation is that the council provide its consent to Woolloongoo Springs Regeneration Project. I have a move of 10.2A, please. Councillor Cottrell. Councillor Norrie. Those in favour? Lani?
Yes.
Thank you. That's everyone. Thank you. 10.2B is request for consent to establish a rail siding and intermodal terminal within the Shire Reserves.
As a council, this matter is on page 23, just to assistance. The Public Transport Authority has requested to the Shire of Leonora that it rescind its rights to two reserves to the south of Leonora. First reserve is there for common vested in the Shire of Leonora for common purposes. The second reserve is for the purpose of recreation. If council endorses this this proposal, those reserves will be rescinded. There'll be two new reserves created. One will be in favour of the Public Transport Authority for the purpose of railway and associated infrastructure, and the second will be the remaining balance of those, the original two reserves, which will be vested back in the Shire of Leonora for the purpose of recreation. The Public Transport Authority want to build a intermodal hub, or a train intermodal hub, for the loading of and unloading of trains. Essentially, this is an important part of the Genesis proposal to mine Tower Hill. So what will happen, or what is proposed to happen, depending if it goes through the processes, and this is a state government process, is that the rail line from the Goldfields Highway will be removed from the west point all the way up to the current Horizon facilities north of town. So that railway line that you cross on the south of town as you're coming in from Kalgoorlie, you won't cross the railway line, and everything to your left or the west will be removed all the way back up to the top. On the right hand side, or the eastern side of the highway, will be an intermodal hub construction and built.
Thanks, Ty. Pretty good description. Any comments, councillors? I think we're all pretty much over this one, and it's been on the plans there for some time, but it's just all starting to come together at the moment. So if there's no comments or questions in regards to item 10.2B, the recommendation is there request the Minister for Lands revoke of the management order over reserve 7521 held for the purpose of common purposes. Request the Minister of Lands revoke of the management order over reserve 42061 held for the purpose of recreational purposes. Request the Minister of Lands that a single reserve be created with the management order in favour of the Shire and Leonora for the purposes of recreation containing the balance of the reserves of 7521 and 42061, land not used for the purpose of railway and associated infrastructure. Four, support the creation of a reserve in favour of the Public Transport Authority for the purpose of railway and associated infrastructure. Authorise the Chief Executive Officer to execute any documentation to give effect to this resolution. Councillor Norrie. Councillor Taylor. Those in favour? Is everyone?
Yes.
Councillor Peterson, thank you. Thanks, Tom. Up to 10.2C, which is the proposed renaming of the ageing in place units. Ty?
So I'm sure Mr. Bob Mascherfitz needs no introduction from me. Bob was instrumental in the construction of a huge number of projects and buildings within the Shire of Leonora, including the ageing in place facilities, the bowling club, the golf club, refurbished the current building that we're sitting in, renovated the swimming pools and the construction of the JG Epicentre, all outstanding projects and buildings that the benefit of the community. One of Bob's last projects was the ageing in place village, which was constructed or finalised last year. The resolution on the table is to honour Bob's commitment and input into the town and rename the ageing in place village as per the resolution there. There is some discretion, well, much discretion as council wishes in regards to the actual naming of the facility.
Good work. I think this is a great outcome. And if I just add to that, the family has been contacted and they're in full favour of naming the ageing in place units. So, any questions, councillors?
Yep. Councillor Taylor, did the family have a preference on either?
For the chair, not to my knowledge, no.
No.
One more from me. Was Bob his first name or was it Robert?
It was Robert. Like it's in there, Robert. I can't remember his middle name. Apologies to the family for that. But he was invited on by the name of Bob.
Yep. Anthony. Yes, known as Bob the Builder.
Yes. I only knew him as Bob, yeah.
Yeah. So I think the two options there, as far as the recommendation is, the Bob Mascherfitz Villas or Mascherfitz Villas. For mine, I think you need to have the full name. And my thought was to have the Bob Mascherfitz Villas, but that's something the council will make a decision on, unless they've got any other... I don't think there's any other names you want to add, but certainly your thoughts on the names. Councillor Norrie.
I just support the Bob Mascherfitz Villas. Okay.
Yep. I think best if we go around the table, we can get everyone's view on this. Councillor Harris.
I'm opposite him. I like Mascherfitz Village.
Okay. Yep. Councillor Cottrell.
Bob Mascherfitz.
Yep. Councillor Taylor.
Muchness. I'll go along with what you said, Pete, with the full name.
Thank you. Councillor O'Dane?
Bob Mascherfitz is the name.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's up in the clouds. Lani, Councillor Peterson?
Yes, Bob for me. Thanks, Peter.
What was that again, sorry?
Yep, Bob Mascherfitz, fellas.
Okay, so that's pretty much come. So on that note, The majority in favour, just calling it Bob Mastovich Villas?
Yes.
Yep. That being the case, the council selects and endorses the naming of the aging in place units as Bob Mastovich Villas. The council advise Landgate Geographic Name Committee that it supports the assignation of the building name Bob Mastovich Villas to the building located at 31 Stewart Street, Leonora, WA 6438, being described as Lot 100 of disposal site 417099. Have a mover on that recommendation?
Yep.
Councillor Cottrell. Councillor Peterson second. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you very much. Well done. 10.2D, appointment of the acting CEO. Ty.
Council, at the conclusion of this meeting, it's my intention to take annual leave. It is in order to do so, the appointment of a acting CEO is required. The recommendation is that Ms. Kiara Lord is appointed acting CEO during the period of 18th of June, Wednesday 18th of June, which is tomorrow, through till Sunday 29th of June inclusive, during my annual leave. My opinion is that Kiara has requisite skills and knowledge to undertake that role.
Thank you. Any questions, councillors?
No.
Recommendation that council adopt Ms. Kiara Lord as the acting CEO, Chief Executive Officer at the Shire of Leonora for the period of Wednesday the 18th, 2025 to Sunday the 29th of June, 2025, inclusive and during leave of the subsequent Chief Executive Officer. It's my apologies. I'm having a good day. Okay. Mover, please. Councillor Norrie.
Yep.
Seconder. Councillor Peterson. Those in favour. Is everyone?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, 10.2E. Review financial management, risk management, legislative compliance and internal controls.
Through the Chair, thank you. This is this matter just relates to the item that was presented to the Audit and Risk Committee that was spoken to by Ms. Browning from More Australia, and essentially is the result of the Audit 17 review that was undertaken by Council, by the Shire. Happy to take any questions on the matter.
Thank you. Any questions, councillors?
No.
Okay, there'll be no questions in regards to 10.2E. The council accept the audit committee's report of the CEO's finalised review of the financial management, risk management, legislative compliance and internal controls as attached, completed in June 2025. Have a mover, please. Councillor Nardone. Seconder. Councillor Cottrell. Those in favour?
Yep.
Thank you. That's everyone. F, Audit and Risk Committee Chair.
Thank you, through the Chair. Under the State Government's legislative reforms relating to the Local Government Act, it is now a requirement of Council to appoint by absolute majority the Chair of each committee that's established under the Local Government Act. The Shire of Leonora has one such committee, which is the Audit and Risk Committee, and it's a requirement now that we appoint, or the Council appoints a Chair to that committee. Noting that it will be spilled after the local government elections in October. I'm happy to take questions.
Any questions, councillors?
No.
Thank you. Council pursuant to section of 7.1A of the Local Government Act 1995, that the name of the Audit and Risk Committee be amended to Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Appoint Councillor Craig as presiding member of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. What's happened?
I forgot about the name transfer.
Mover, please. Councillor Norrie. Beautiful. Seconder? Councillor Nardone. Those in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's everyone. A management of business services. 10.3A proposed fees and charges 2025-26. Kiara.
Thank you, Pete. So we've pulled this out of the adopting during the annual budget process. We did this last year, it went fairly well. The idea behind it is to essentially make it so our fees and charges can be applied from the 1st of July and minimises any interruption caused by a potential delay in the budget adoption. For this year, we have revised a lot of our fees. Significantly, there's a 3.5% increase on most of our fees and a $10 increase on our staff housing rental. We have also rounded out the figures to being either 50 cents or $4 in most cases, just to make it a bit easier for people to pay in cash on the GST amount. We have quite a few additional, some additional fees, including hangar lease fees for the year and advertising fees for the airport, which are in line with the information bay. Also some sanitation fees, including like tyre disposal up to 35 inches, where previously I think it was only 24 inches we were accepting. 20% at cost plus 20% has been added to our avgas and our standpipe water. And we've removed the avgas by the drum charge for the 25-26 financial year. I think that's all the changes. There's not much changed in there, and we're still anticipating roughly similar income from our fees and charges this year.
Okay, thank you. Councillors, questions? Councillor Norrie.
Sorry, just the avgas. So that's the charge down at the airport plus 20%. So if you get 10 litres at $40 is...
Yeah, so with the avgas tank, the 24-axis tank we put in, that'll just allow for us to get that fuel brought in and allow a varying rate depending on how much it's going to cost us to get avgas at the time. And just rough thing rather than being a fixed amount, which could end up being a loss or overcharge depending.
So just for the chair, just to clarify, yeah, so if it costs a dollar for the Shire to purchase that litre of fuel, then we'll charge $1.20 to the customer.
Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? Lani online, any questions?
No, all good here.
Thank you. Okay, there have been no further questions in regards to 10.3A, proposed fees and charges for 2025-26. The recommendation there in front of you is that Council adopt by absolute majority the 2025-26 schedule of fees charges as detailed in Attachment 1 to this report and authorise the changes to take effect from the 1st of July 2025. Note that the stationary fees and charges included in the 2025-26 schedule of fees and charges are subject to determination by the State Government. 3. Approves advertising the 2025-26 schedule of fees charges as per item 1 above by local public notice in accordance with the section 6.19 of the Local Government Act of 1995 WA. And note, after advertising completion, the charges will take effect from 1st of July 2025. Have a mover, please. Councillor Harris, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Norrie. Those in favour?
Sarah, yes.
Lani, thank you. That's everyone. Thanks, Cara. Good job. 10.3B, monthly financial statement, May 2025. What page is that on?
One more throw.
Okay, any questions, councillors? Councillor Norrie.
Carol, we got some big bills or big transfers happening before the 30th of June.
Bit of both. I know we've flagged a few of our projects as carryovers based on either part completions or like where they still need to be done. We have been going through our operating budget for the next financial year. Quite intensely in the last couple of weeks, and there are a few that are being flagged because we'll need to carry it over, so there's a bit of that surplus that'll end up feeding into funding that. Beyond that, I know we have potentially flagged a few reserves we want to increase by the end of the financial year. We're just hoping to get a slightly better grip on where we're sitting in the next week or so.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we've got transfers into reserves. Kiara?
So at this stage, for the Chair, so at this stage, until the finalisation, we can get a good understanding of the picture. What we're proposing to do is transfer into, or at the next meeting, ask Council to create two more reserve accounts, one being for the bypass, one being for the Eastern Precinct. Mm-hmm. And we're proposing that any surplus from this year be apportioned through for the bypass, Eastern Precinct and airport reserves. And the proposed next year budget, which is still in draft, we'd look at drawing down some of our reserves in areas such as maintenance and yep. putting in some significant money into those free reserves as described.
Thank you. Any further questions, councillors, in regards to the monthly financial statement, May 2025. Recommendation that council accept the monthly financial statements for the month end 31st of May 2025, consists of confirmation report, statement of financial activity and material variance report. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Cottrell, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Norrie. Those in favour? Online?
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Peterson. That's everyone. Thank you. 10.3C, counts for payment, May to June 2025. Cara, anything there you'd like to talk to?
Just that at the time that we were compiling the financial, the accounts of payment, we hadn't yet reconciled our credit cards to the start of this year.
Yep.
And that's just due to the timing of the period. I used to call these a short month.
Yep.
So that's not included. That'll be included in the next month's.
Thank you. Questions, councillors? Councillor Norrie, yes.
Page 129. the quarterly to BP 268.10, just JSH, is that the...
268.
The job, generally the job support hub, accommodation...
Job support hub.
Yeah, job support trainer and catering, so yeah, we'll bring up a trainer to deliver those particular courses, and that's in regards to the training and catering. Sorry, I'm assuming I'm reading the right one.
Yeah.
268.09?
One zero, one below. JSH, just, yeah.
Sorry.
What's the City of Kalgoorlie Bottle?
Yeah, so under the, for the Chair, under the current arrangement, the Shire of Leonora is responsible for the job support hub for the Shires of Leonora, Laverton and Menzies. That's through till September this year. And as part of that, as federal government grant, and as part of that, we're required to contribute some of that grant back to the Kalgoorlie Boulder to manage the program. And that has been a subject of significant discussions between between myself and Kalgoorlie and the department as to whether that should keep going. If the job support hub is continued on past this current agreement, it'll be a very strong representation that we shouldn't have to involve the City of Kalgoorlie Boulder in that, and therefore that money can be put back into local programs.
Thanks, Ty. Any further questions in regards to council payment? The recommendation there is that council accepts the council payment as detailed. One, direct bank transaction number from 3689 to 3754, totalling $115,669.31. Two, batch payments from 267, 268, 269, 270 and 271, totalling $978,782.62. And three, payroll payments from pay period ending the 12th of the 5th, 2025, 26th of the 5th, 2025 and the 9th of the 6th, 2025, totalling $398,612.53. Can I have a mover in the council for payment, please? Councillor Nardone. Seconder. Councillor Cottrell. Those in favour?
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Peterson. That's everyone. Thanks, Cara. Okay, we are up to 10.4, Management of Community Services, 10.4A, Charge Up Grant Workplace Transformer. Hi.
Through the Chair, as Council might recall, the Shire did put in for a grant to install a EV charging station at the Recreation Centre. As part of that project and a separate project, which is installation of water heating for the pool, we were required to undertake a energy audit on that particular asset to ensure that Horizon Power had the appropriate infrastructure to supply power for those two big projects. Horizon Power have done that, and they have come back with a quote of $346,862.67 to install a transformer that will meet the power needs of that building. As part of the EV or the Charge Up grant, the grant will supply up to $225,000 towards that asset for Horizon Power. And it's proposed that should Council endorse or accept the quote from Horizon Power, that we would then put another $80,000, which was allocated to the water heating project, which we've realised through savings in that project. We would put that towards the and municipal funds towards paying for the transformer. So this item is asking Council to accept the quote provided by Horizon Power, and also for us to resubmit the application for the grant to the maximum allowable amount, and then we will, if adopted today, then we'll ensure that sufficient funding is placed into next year's budget for Council's consideration.
Thank you. The expense of transformer.
Just one question.
Councillor Norrie.
Sorry, through the chair. What's the chances of getting, we're resubmitting the charge up grant? Is it 100% chance we're going to get the 305?
Yeah.
Through the chair, look, probably we'll only get the 225. Through that, that's the maximum allowable funding for that particular grant. Have I, sorry?
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually on existing budget. But,
yeah, sorry, financially, yeah. So, look, there's no guarantees at all, but we would suspect that, I mean, the grant's been conditionally approved all the way through, and we were contingent on providing the actual quote from Horizon Power to back to the grant providers, and then it'll go through and be finalised from that process. But you're right, we won't know until we hear back, but it'll be hopefully in time for next year's budget.
Thanks, Ty. Any further questions, councillors?
Councillor Taylor?
Yep.
I think that's a pretty good idea because you're going to have to heat the pool anyway, right?
Yep.
So it's sort of paying for the transformer.
Yep.
Using a grant. So
yep. And the EV station will be down there as well.
Yep.
Okay. Any further comments? Recommendation for 10.4, charge up and grant workplace transformers, that council accepts the quote provided by Horizon Power for the installation of a transformer at 79 Tower Street, Leonora, authorise the submission of the quote as part of the charge up grant application seeking the maximum funding amount available for infrastructure upgrades, commits to including the 2025-26 annual budget significant funds to cover any costs not met by the grant. I have a mover on that recommendation. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Seconder. Councillor yep. Harris, thank you. Those in favour?
That's yes.
Everyone, thank you. Councillor Peterson, that's everyone, thank you. Thanks, Ty. Okay, moving along to 10.5, Environmental Health Officer's Report.
Yeah.
Neil? 10.6, Elected Members' Reports. Eleven motions of which previous notices may be given. Sorry, I'm just reading to you. 12 questions from members without notice. Neil? Okay. New business of urgent nature introduced by the decision of the meeting. Elected members, 13.1. Neil? 13.2, officers. Neil. 14, meeting closed to the public. 14.1, matters as which the meeting may be closed, which is 14.1A, and I'd like to declare an interest in that as well. If anyone else has a financial interest disclosure in that.
I have a financial interest disclosure in that.
Councillor Norrie. Councillor Craig. Okay, I will vacate the chair.
Do you want to close the meeting then?
We can close the meeting, yep. At, sorry.
Oh, you don't have the
Yeah,
you don't have
What's the time, sorry? 10:54.
10:54.
Meeting closed 10:54. For the matters. Okay. All right, I'll be out of here.
So if we just confirm we've stopped recording for that one.
That'll be 10 a.m. with a 9 a.m. briefing. Uh, 17, closure of the meeting is at 11:07. Thank you everyone for attending. Thanks very much. And we'll have a bit of smoko and then we can go from there. Have a chinwag after that. Thank you very much.